two left, continues for 140, absolute crest and absolute three right, 150.
The second win of the Kelly Barrett Donegal International Rally three in a row victories came in June 2017. Donal had retired, but was convinced by Manus to return to the co-driver's seat. The crew were marked men that year, the number one on the car, and they were the top seeds. Having won it in dramatic fashion 12 months earlier, was this the year to put some of the doubters straight?
You know, we genuinely didn't feel pressured. We were after achieving our ultimate dream. We really had nothing to lose and everything to gain, I suppose. As Donal alluded to earlier, I suppose there was a feeling out there that, you know, we got it lucky in 2016. And
did you have a point to prove then?
Well,
I think yes. I think
well,
yes.
We did. I suppose, Ashin, but like we knew that we drove very well, and we were very proud of what we did in 2016. And you know, we were up there from the start, and you know, we didn't have anything to prove to ourselves. I don't think what we wanted to go out and do was to go out and give an immaculate performance and go toe to toe for the 3 days and really race it out. And we knew that if we were going to win Donegal, you're going to have to do that anyway. And as the way it unfolded, it was some race.
Yeah, and again, it went down to the last day, and again, it was into that loop which involved some of the big classics, and it all boiled down to a tyre choice on Fannad.
Yeah,
a stage that you was sort of like a nemesis at one time in your rallying career, but now has become your best friend, Manus.
That's right.
Manus loves Fannad now.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose the tyre choice definitely it was the big turning factor in that rally. Done like first ten stages, quickest 10 fastest times. Like Donna was driving the rally of his life, like he was really punching on the times, and you know, all credit to him. We were struggling to get to his pace, you know, and
well, I think we were on a very good pace, man. Like he was won the first 10 stages, but he was 21 seconds ahead, which is an average of 2 seconds a stage, obviously. Well, I thought we were in a very good pace, and we were quicker than everybody else. But just Donna wasn't just, you know, you have to give him credit. He was an incredible pace.
And you know, we went out then, and after the we're kind of famous for that as well, going out after the first loop on the Saturday morning, really at dinner time, we really get fired, and that's kind of the way we'd been through the national days as well. And we went out and we took 8 seconds out of Donna and Ballyar.
Yeah, Cairnhill.
And you know, I brought it back to whatever 13 seconds, and the heat was on again, the race was on, and from that it was just...
Yeah, that's something that Andrew Nesbitt used to always say. He's won 6 of these, and he has always said that the Saturday is the day that you make your move, and that's a trait that you guys fully enforced.
I suppose the thing in Donegal, Oisin, is that whilst it's a 3-day rally, if you don't go at it from the very, very start, it's a marathon, but it's a sprint nearly. The 3 days, you have to be... on top of your game through those 3 days. But I suppose the Saturday, you know, was probably renowned for the stages that there are on a Saturday. And I suppose obviously Gyarton is Manus's home stage, so he needs to take advantage of that, and he has done any time it's been ran. And yeah, we went to Gyarton then in the afternoon, and I forget what we took out of him, and then we went back to Ballyar, and I think Donna took 0.1 of a second out of us. Mm-hmm. And then we went then to Gyarton in the evening, I think we took 4 point something out of him to take it back to 5 seconds or something then going into Sunday.
Sort of two different experiences over Fannad with weather conditions, but it resulted in you making a serious move which impacted on the lead of the rally, Manus.
Yeah, well, it came down to a tyre choice, I suppose. The first run over Fannad, both myself and Donna, we both went on hard slick, and I remember remarking at the end of the stage, like, we're never as glad to get out of stage in all our lives, and Donna said something similar. The car was understeering and all over the place, and really struggled. I think we were 2 seconds quicker than Donna on that, and we'd zero grip. And you know, that was on the back of my head. And then when we all gathered, the whole team gathered in the service area, we even had a guy in from Michelin. We were getting our weather crew out in the stages, we're feeding back information, and we all had a collective bag of information, and it was down then to say, well, the length of this stage, the surface in this stage, as opposed to Downings and I suppose to Atlantic Drive and I suppose to Glen, and we had to make a very important decision on tyres, and you know, we opted with the soft tyre choice, and Donna opted with the hard tyre choice, and you know, we pulled that 17 seconds out of Donna and Fannin, which left Donna in a position then where it dried up then going into Atlantic Drive. Now, and I've had this conversation with Donna, and it's not an easy one to have with a man that could have actually won the rally and did probably deservedly so as well. But he went into Atlantic Drive, and I suppose in hindsight for him, if he had have just taken it back a small bit in Atlantic Drive and gone out the other side, if he'd have got out of Atlantic Drive, then the advantage fell to him, because we were going into Glen then with soft tyres that were after doing it. After we came off Atlantic Drive then on the soft tyre, our tyres were like chewing gum. We were going to have to go into that long stage then in Glen that was dry with soft tyres, and Donna had the hard tyres on. So, and he was after taking 6 seconds out of us on that Glen stage the first time over. So we're really on the back foot, you know. It would have been very hard to defend. What was it?
Well, 12 seconds.
12 seconds.
Yeah,
it still would have been.
Yeah, it still would have been very hard.
That would have been a big ask.
It just shows you how fine the margins are then when it comes to tyre choice, particularly in such a big event like Donegal.
Yeah, well, that's what makes rallying such a great sport, and such a, you know, it's all the factors, not just about steering a wheel or getting called notes, you know, it's the tyres, and, you know, it's about preparing yourself mentally and physically and your team, and, you know, there's so much weather. There's so many factors. As David McGinley always says, it's a phenomenal sport, and it is a phenomenal sport.
So, Donal, that victory in 17, you've had to work a lot harder than suggested, and maybe from the first one in 16.
Oh, 17, I suppose, if you look back at the in-cars and that, like the it was a serious level up from 16, and I suppose that was down to Manus' time in the car as well after that. And you know, toe-to-toe with Donal, and really either crew could have won it in 17, Oisin, and you know, down to Manus making that tyre choice, it was that's how we won it, you know, and that's the bottom line. But it was very exciting. It's hard to describe the boys you get doing that, you know, when you're at that level. It was unbelievable.
A team of around a dozen make up the MK rallying group. Manus has always stated that his amazing journey would not have been possible without the help of those involved.
Like the team, Oisin are like a family, and you know, that might be a bit cliche to say that, but these people personally mean so much to us. We're very close, very friendly with all these people. These people that are working with me in the team go back to my childhood, back to school days, and I think that's what makes MK Rallying's team so special. It's not about results. It's all about us in the car. It's all about us being safe in the car. It's not about financial gains. It's not about any of that. It's about us out, them giving us the best chance on the stage to give, for us to punch in the best possible time as safely as possible. And, you know, they just deserve so much credit for everything that they've done for us over the last number of years that will be forever in their debt. Like. And it's their victory as much as ours, and really, really is. Like, without them, we would not have 3 Donegal Internationals, no way.
Team member Paul Harris is of Donegal rallying pedigree. He says how Manus consumes the information makes him stand out from the rest.
Well, the importance of it is he ended up 1-3 in a row, and I suppose I don't think he would have done it only because of the team that he set up and the way he set it up and the way that he listens to everybody and the way he takes everything on board. It's just, if you look at any rally championship or any F1, you'll hear the drivers talking about the team. So they're feeding off the team, and then they're obviously having the success then, and Manus and Donal, you know, the success they've had is just unbelievable from where they've come from. Like, you know, it's unbelievable. Most people say, you know, reckon that Manus was a very good driver, but when he went into the WRC car, for me, he just turned into an excellent driver then altogether, because his mind, the way that he doesn't make mistakes, you know, and that's really what it's about. It's about driving fast, and the person that makes the least mistakes is the man that's going to win more than anybody. So, and really, he done that. Like, you know, when you look back over the 3 years, he learned from the first year. All right, he made a mistake. He drove around a field for a wee while, got out again. Things went his way. But if you look at the following year and the year after, he was just on the money.
Manus and Donal are just a handful of competitors who have won their home event, taken victory on the Donegal International. Vincent Bonner and Seamus McGettigan were the first. Then came Rory Kennedy, Declan and Brian Boyle, and Niall Doherty. James Cullen was the first two-time winning driver from the county.
What I would see in Manus and what attracted me, or what I thought why in the early days, was that ability of someone who doesn't do a lot of rallying to come out and drive a car at the top level. There are not that many people in the world, and not just Ireland now, in the world, who can step up to the plate without practice. As you say, like, everyone trains, everyone practices in every sport. There are not many examples that you can point to of top-class sports people who do not do a lot of practice, turn up when the pressure's on, they respond to the pressure, both Manus and Donal, because there's, when the guy says go, it's up to them. They have done their job. But that's the bit that I personally would see as something Manus has, and maybe that not everyone else has. There are lots of people, like football, as well as Paul McGrath, didn't do a lot of training, yet it was exceptional. And, you know, I'm looking forward now to see what happens next year.
Rory Kennedy has four victories under his belt, and he's another of the homegrown Donegal multi-winners.
Certainly not an easy thing to do, Oisin. It's a tremendous achievement to be able to do it at all and make history out of it. Many drivers have tried for many, many years to, you know, they've been there every year to do the event, and like, some have won it once, one in a row if you like, some have won it twice. Fortunately myself, I've won it twice in a row way back in the early mid-90s. But it's very difficult to do a three in a row, and really fair play to Manus and Donal. That achievement is, that's outstanding, and it goes in the history books, and it's something that's going to take a lot. There's going to be a minimum of 3 years before somebody can match it again.
Absolute two right, absolute two left, line, a fast four right in the dip, fast four right now in the dip, and a crest, 40, five right, and then one left, and come back for the five right, very shiny, come back for the five right, very shiny.
So on to 2018, the year the magic three in a row was achieved. It came down to a race between Kelly and Barrett versus Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Gary crashed out in Garton on the Saturday, which left Manus to cruise home for another victory. Heading into Donegal, they were primed for another onslaught on the toughest rally in Ireland. The prep was ticked with a victory in Killarney the previous month.
Of course, everyone, and, you know, and the media and fans and, you know, rally followers and all the rest, were all wondering and talking about, you know, can Manus and Donal do the three in a row? And it wasn't about the three in a row. The three in a row really didn't, we weren't focusing at all on the three in a row, and I can genuinely say that. Our focus was to get the best out of ourselves and to prepare even better than we'd ever prepared before. And we did that by getting a run in Killarney, getting to Killarney, getting 2 days under our belt. And really, we were match fit, going to, we were better prepared from the point of view of familiarity with the car. And, you know, we'd been in the car, this was our third year in the car as well. And we just were growing and growing, and we were just wondering, you know, where is the ceiling here? Mm. You know, we wanted to go out on Friday and say, we're here.
Brina was unbelievable.
Brina was, like, I remember going out the road and, you know, I was so up for that rally. Like,
well, we were so well prepared.
And I knew after Killarney, I knew I could go at this from the get-go. I knew the car, knew what she was about. We knew what we were about. Team were great shape, smiling, everybody was in good form. And I remember going out the Glenswally Road now and out. I remember, I'll tell you, like, I remember looking across to him and I said, get ready, we're going from the get-go. And it was lashing the rain, and that's the words I said to him. We were passing Hughie Cannon's house, I'll never forget it. And I said, get ready, because we're good to go. And And that's what we did, and it was so enjoyable, Oisin, right? And I suppose quite a massive moment in the second stage then, and all the good that we did in the first one. We threw it all away and lost 29 seconds with the spin, and very lucky to get back on the road. And you know, but from that we went out and we gritted the teeth. You know, that's how much we've come on as competitors. You know, we went out on that third stage then, and we just went straight back into performance mode, and that's what we did. And I think we said it was mostly fast times that Friday as well. So,
and you had the battle with Gary in 2018, and again it went to the afternoon, and we go out the Churchill direction. But you boys were very calm in the car during the course of that. You guys are calm in the car anyway. That's sort of, you're known for that. You don't get too panicky. But you didn't get sucked into that race with Gary so much that it was going to be to the detriment of your performance, Manus, that year.
No, I didn't know. And Gary's a tough nut. Like, and you know, no more than Gary and Declan and Donna. You know, you'll get nothing easy. And you know, we just kept concentrating on our own performance. Actually, we didn't get, you know, we just didn't get bogged down on who were racing, or you know what the times were. All we were concerned about was getting to the end of that stage as fast and safe as possible. And that's what we did. And you know, Donna was so unfortunate where he went, and you know, had left ourselves and Gary and Declan then punching it out, and you know, it made for a great race again, and that's the way it all panned out up until Saturday.
Well, listen, you've punched it out for the rest of that weekend. Maybe you can tell us what it was like, Donal, in the car at the end of Glen, having won three in a row, the two years, because you get to spend a bit of time together before you enter into the madness of the celebrations at the end of the stage, and then you etched your names into history, because there's only five people have ever won three in a row. You're the only second navigator ever to do it, behind Ronan Morgan. Did it take long for all that to, I suppose, to come into sight for you, is what you had achieved?
I don't think it will come in for, I think it'll be in later years in our lives when you look back, Oisin, that you'll realise what we've achieved, to be honest. You know, now, you know, obviously we're very proud of what we've achieved, but I think, like anything in life, it's when you look back on it in years to come that you'll realise and what's been achieved.
Special moments in the car at end of rallies for you too, Manus?
Ach, that's sure. I mean, they're moments that'll live with us forever, Ross. And, you know, it's been very, very special. Like, and, you know, it's created a bond between myself and Donal that, you know, she couldn't make it, like, you know, and, no, no more than the team, as I spoke about earlier, you know, the bond with us. You know, you'll always look at those people every time. You know, I can picture seeing them in our 50s, you know, walking down the street and maybe waving across, but you're going to say, you know, we did it, like, we did three in a row, and you were a part of that, and that's a lovely thing, like. And, you know, even for my own kids, you know, out in the hallway there, like, one of the girls in the office has done a lovely photo of each car and the three different years, you know. And every night you're going to bed, you know, you're passing those photos, you know, the wind's putting them to bed, and you're looking. That's just lovely. Like, it's just almost an historic wall in the house, and you know, the kids, sure, my own kids and Donald's kids, sure, they think we're heroes, like, you know. And you know, and it's just lovely, like, you know. And that's something that's going to be very hard to give up, you know. It's just been a phenomenal time.
From that day and that rally, Rina Hadou and Fermanagh, you two boys have come a long way, Donal.
We've come a long way. Aye, well, I suppose, Oisin, as I always say, I'm fortunate to sit on with this man. And, you know, you always say I play it down, but that's the reality. You know, Manus is a phenomenal driver, a phenomenal friend, but, you know, you're going nowhere unless you have a very, very good driver. You could, not that I am the best navigator, but you could be the best navigator, and if you don't have a good driver, you're going nowhere. But, listen, we get on very well. The camaraderie we have, the crack we have, because doing a recce is very, very monotonous. Even down in Kerry this year, driving around the Berwick Peninsula. If you didn't have that friendship, you know, and the crack, I don't know how you would do it. And being honest, I look forward to that, going away with this man, as much as the buzz of going rallying.
Special memories for Manus and Donal and all at MK Rallying. But the journey's not done yet. The next question, set to be asked by rally fans, will be, can Manus and Donal achieve a first ever in the history of Donegal, a four in a row in 2019.
In the last 3 years, you know, we've won the rally, so obviously, you know, we're potentially we could win the rally again. There's a lot of things and factors that would need to go our way in order for that to be achieved again, and, you know, the ultimate performance again, and everything that we put together in the last 3 years. But our fellow competitors are capable of doing the exact same thing. Can we win the rally again? Of course we can win the rally again. Is it something that we're fixated on four in a row? Not really. No, it's we're looking forward to getting out and doing Donegal International again, and if we go out and compete as well as we can and do everything that we've done it in the last number of years, then we stand a chance, and we'll see how we get on.
With the ever reliable Subaru S12B not available next year, what car will Manus be driving in 2019?
Our intentions this year are definitely to go back and defend both our title in Killarney and in Donegal. We intend to compete in both rallies in an R5 car this year. I suppose with family commitments and work commitments at the minute, we've just been under so much pressure, both of us, and we haven't really had a chance to sit down and really put a package together to try and compete in the Irish tarmac. So We're definitely going to do a few rounds of the Tyrannic Championship, and we're definitely competing in an R5 car this year, so we'll look forward to that.
If victory was to come again, it would be a continuation of what's been a remarkable story. Rally enthusiasts will wait with excitement for June to come around. The top seeds will be Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, and they will be carrying the number one on the car from the start line. Each year of the three in a row, the question was asked at the start, can Kelly and Barrett win in Donegal? And with the change in machinery on the horizon, there's no doubt that that question will be asked again. But as they have done in 2016, 17 and 18, they will look to answer by giving another performance in the Donegal International that could again rewrite the history books.
Let's go, Mr. Kelly. 170. Long, absolute, two left. Continue.
It's unreal, watching them. We came into this rally and did a lot of prep and massive effort with the team again. And, it's a mammoth battle, we're very lucky that it worked out for us. And that's unbelievable. It's out of our wildest dreams, I watching, and we're delighted.
It's hard to believe, what a driver, really.
Yeah.
It's hard to put it in words.
What a navigator, too. You played your part, you have done.
I know, but that's the easy job, watching. He's an unbelievable driver.
Comes the winners of the Donegal.